Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's 11:30 GMT, about 5:30 Boston time, on the 25th, and our position is 55 degrees 50 minutes south, 71 degrees 41 minutes west. We've got about 150 miles to go to get to Cape Horn, and then 150 miles beyond that to get to the end of Staten Island, which lies out to the east, and then that's when we can turn to the north, so about 300 miles to go in that. There is a small, we're not sure if it's going to be small, but there's a wave in the weather picture, so there'll be a couple of fronts coming through tonight. Not sure how those will be with a lot of wind or not too much wind, hopefully. We've been sailing very conservatively today. The Solent and two reefs in the main. Even though the wind has been fairly moderate, down from 30 knots in the last night to 25 knots in that morning and probably 20 knots now. But being conservative, given where we are, and we're about just about getting onto the shelf, and we have moderate sea conditions, so we'll continue along on the plateau here. If it seems as though things are going to get dicey, we'll jive and head off. Of course, it's about 50 miles to get off once you're sort of on it, in the middle of a big plateau that extends out from the end of Tierra del Fuego in a triangular shape. So the shallower water is rougher, but we have very moderate conditions right at the moment, and there isn't any forecast in the wave forecast that suggests that's going to change much, but you never know, being where we are. So I had a fairly calm day, took a look around the boat, bailed out of forward again, and actually got a couple of short naps in. It seems like every time I start to fall off to sleep, something bangs on the boat until you get up and take a look after 20 minutes of dozing. I think we're pretty well set. We'll charge the batteries again before it gets dark. We'll end up jiving probably twice. When the first wind shift comes through, we'll jive to the southeast, and then when the next wind shift comes through, we'll jive back. And so, in fact, it's useful to remember that we don't actually have to go anywhere near Horn Island or Cape Horn, because we're really trying to get to a Staten Island beyond that, 150 miles beyond that. So we may give Cape Horn quite a wide. And that's okay too. I remember talking to Steve White a week or so ago, and he said he had no inclination whatsoever to actually see Cape Horn. He just wanted to get past it. So I have sort of the same feeling. Anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off and clear.